Are you like me, a late bloomer when it comes to prayer? There may be people here, I expect there are, for whom the word prayer is one of those that gets a little under your skin, and for others here, prayer is as natural as breathing. I was raised in the secular humanist stream of Unitarian Universalism. When my family went camping, the first words to greet the day were, "How'd you sleep, son?" "There's juice over there." Coffee was reserved for mom and dad. And when I began learning from my friends about God and prayer and angels, well, even though I didn't understand any of it, I wondered if I was missing something, because those weren't part of my day-to-day understandings. And then in fifth grade, I had an experience that shut me down for prayer for years. I had some burrs in my left hip, something that old men may get, but this little boy got, and I had been limping for some months before finally going to the doctor and ended up in the hospital for a week in traction with my left leg elevated and pulled from my body just a little bit, enough to let the medications ease away those burrs in my hip. It wasn't a big thing, but I lost a fair amount of school that year. 3 weeks, that's a fair amount. During the week I was in the hospital, there were two or three other boys that shared the other bed in the room. They sort of, you know, one was there for a couple days, then the next. And the last boy there had a father who was going to visit him, and he told me, adding, "My father's a faith healer. Would you want him to heal you so you can go home?" I'm not making this up. It was getting late in the afternoon, and my father was going to be coming to visit fairly soon, but the other boy's father arrived first. And he pulled the curtain closed between my and the other boy's bed, and he spent some time with his son, and then he pulled the curtain open and came over to my side of the room. Now, at that time, I wasn't in the age where I was the most assertive child when it came to speaking my mind to male authority. So when the man asked if he could pray over me, I said yes, the people pleaser that I was. And while he prayed, he anointed me with oil on my forehead. While he prayed for my faith to be restored, I prayed too. I prayed that my father wouldn't come and see what was going on. And my prayer was answered. My dad showed up well after the other man had left. Glory, hallelujah. I didn't pray for years after that day. I didn't feel any healing energy from that man. Not saying it wasn't there, I just didn't feel it. I had been in the hospital for most of the week, so the medications and the traction had been doing their job. Although it's true, I did go home the next day. And I never told my father about this story. And that's a childhood story of prayer. Prayer is much more expansive than that. People will tell you there's intercessionary prayer, all these kinds of prayers that I have no interest in. I'm not interested in taking prayer apart. Petitionary, that's what I was trying to think of. It comes times in our lives, and I'm speaking for myself, that I realize I don't have the power I might want. There are things in my life that happen to me that I cannot change. And so prayers like the one that Julia read a little earlier in our service help me, and I think can help us, channel our thoughts and aspirations and give shape to our hopes so that we can communicate this to others or just to ourselves. I'm not someone who sees the supernatural at work in the world. It doesn't bother me who I pray to. That's not the point. The point is, am I able to give shape to my longings? Am I able to give words to my fear? Am I able to give shape or sustenance or any form of communication to what I see that is needed, either in my life or in the life of society around me? Somewhere, perhaps it was from my mother, I learned this saying, and I'm sure there are countless different versions of this across the world, but the one I grew up with was, pray to God and tie your camel to the post. And you know what? That's what I'm going to remember all through my days. And when I'm on my deathbed and memory is gone, that's probably what I'll remember most about prayer. Pray to God and tie your camel to the post. Yes, there may be a life of faith, but you've got to meet life halfway. If you don't tie your camel to the post, your horse to the post, lock your car and keep your keys in your pocket, come on. There are many forms of prayer. There's an author of comedic novels named Christopher Moore. He wrote a book called Lamb, subtitled The Gospel According to Biff, Christ's Childhood Pal. And it is both hilarious, off the wall, and extremely poignant. And in the story, he talks about those 12 years of Jesus' life that we have no other record for. He makes it up. I'm seeing a head nod. Maybe one or two of you read this book. And I'm not going to give away the plot, but something really bad has happened. And Jesus is talking to Biff. I know, you got to laugh. And Jesus is saying, praying is talking to God. Oh, and this is in India, where they've been learning meditation techniques for years. Praying is talking to God, Biff. Meditating is listening. I've spent most of the last 6 years listening. Do you know what I've heard? Not a single thing. Now I have some things that I want to say. And he went outside to give his father a divine, forgive my language here, if you're sensitive, close your ears, ass chewing. He had some things he wanted to say to God. Because sometimes there are, whether we believe in God or not, sometimes we're just angry and we need to say it, like, what the heck is up with Washington? But it's not just that. It's what is on the hearts of the people that brought certain people to power. There are still questions that we need to ask. I was in a retreat with our adult programs team yesterday. We were talking as we had lunch. I think it was then. And I remember saying in sermons 10, 15 years ago, well before I came here, you know, preaching about the culture wars. We don't use that phrase anymore, but the culture wars are as alive as ever. I don't like the phrase, but these things are still very much with us. And so I'm not saying for anyone else, but at least for me, when I hit my limit, I try to pray. It does not come naturally for me. I am learning how to do this and to feel anywhere near at ease with it. And I'm still a little uncomfortable with it. My mother-in-law, who will be 100 years old in 2 weeks, has been with Anne and I these last several days. And Nana, you'll hear me mention Blanche, that's her name. We call her Nana. She prays at the drop of the hat. And she prays in Jesus' name. And yesterday when the storms came, Jesus, make us be safe, help us be safe as we drive from here to there. Oof. That's not my kind of prayer. But if she needs it, God help her, it's there, and help me to close my ears for just a little bit of time so I don't have to blow up at her. This, for whatever it's worth, and I'll leave you with this, this is my kind of prayer. And I don't know if he would consider it as such. These are some words by Wendell Berry. This poem I found in a collection of his work. It is also in the back of our gray hymnal. When despair for the world grows in me, and I wake in the night at the least sound in fear of what my life and my children's lives may be, I go and lie down where the wood drake rests in his beauty by the water and where the great heron feeds. I come into the peace of wild things who do not tax their lives with forethought of grief. I come into the presence of still water. I feel above me the day-blind stars waiting with their light. For a time, I rest in the grace of the world and am free. Prayer helps me feel that sense of freedom. As a child in fifth grade, I didn't know how much I would come to need that sense. But that's the person I've grown into. We've shared some knocks. Life has disappointed. There are hopes and times when hope is thin. Those times when we despair for what the world may be and what our lives and the lives of those we love may be in turn. It doesn't mean we give everything up. We still tie our camel to the post, but we also pray. Thank you. Thank you.